You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I think we bring this up in our conversations quite a bit, how we are opposites.
You do.
Why don't you?
I don't.
You don't see it?
I mean, I do, but I already see it. There's no point in bringing it up.
Part two of Should Men Go to Therapy? They don't like to talk. And I have a friend who's very big into human design, and she looked at our human design charts and was like, okay, I know you guys adore each other, but how do you maintain a relationship?
Here's the thing, though.
Because you guys are literally night and day.
We are, but we're not. Like, we literally, our relationship started and our friendship started with us working our ass off on Zoom with each other all day.
Hmm.
Like, and the focus of the beginning was like work, grind. What are we doing? How are we doing it? Like, we were very much alike.
We literally would. That was when I was in the treehouse in the Florida Keys, and we would just prop our phones and iPads and just sit with each other. Like an hour or two would go by, and we'd look at the screen like, oh, hey, what are you working on?
Yeah. And then
my battery's dying. Hang on, I gotta. And you're bounce. Like, I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I'd show you my little board that I had all the work typed out or written out on.
I watched you talk to your neighboring office dude. Yeah. I would like know your
Yeah.
That's big picture is we worked together. But then when you zoom in, I'll be in the Virgo here. When you zoom in, you were working on construction and building, numbers, measuring. I was working on tarot cards and astrology and booking people to talk about emotions and crystals on my podcast. So when you zoom in, you're like, whoa, they are so different. I mean, we are different and I love it. Because I just love being different. I was raised by an Aquarius. Being different is cool to me. You were born and raised in South Texas near Mexico. I was raised in New England on the Canadian border.
Total opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our childhoods were similar, yet couldn't be any more different. You were at pool parties while I was volunteering when the town lost power.
Yeah.
Your mom took you to my mom Super Bowl parties. I was at museums.
My mom was the reason towns lost power. So.
I'm going to have your mom come on the podcast just so you can roast her the whole time.
Well.
If we gave her a margarita to sit here, she would.
If there was a margarita machine in our podcast studio, she would be here. Yes.
She would. I really think she would. But we're opposites. You've noticed it, right?
Yeah. I run ultras. You like to walk in the woods.
Like, you like to run for therapy. I like to talk for therapy. Yeah. You run ultras. You are an athlete. I am an artist.
Yeah.
You're not afraid of conflict. I will just peace Sag out. Don't worry about it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
We're very, very opposite. And this has to do with today's Astro Advice Column question. Forgot what I was going to say about being opposites. You know, aside from those things of us being opposites in those little ways, when you look at our birth chart, so as a reminder, Baby J here is a
Virgo with a Scorpio moon
and a
Cancer rising.
And I am a Sagittarius Scorpio moon, Taurus rising. So there's what we call squares in astrology. And this is when signs are 90 degrees or three signs apart. Squares are where there's tension, where there is just radically opposing views. For example, he is a Virgo. Let's count three signs from Virgo. Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. Our sun signs, our personalities are squaring. When you think of a square, think two signs squaring off in a boxing ring. I'm right. No, I'm right. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. Boing, 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 boing. Now, squares can also be a source of passion if you fight fair. If we fight and just agree to disagree, and then we just do what Virgos and Sagittarius do, which is laugh at things, it creates deep intimacy with us.
Yeah, I agree.
And we also have the twin moons, which on its good side can really act as a buffer for any squaring off. Our twin Scorpio moons can say, you know what? I love you way more than this matters. I'm out. No fighting.
I think our rising signs are the dopest together.
They are. And you step into your rising sign as a reminder after your Saturn return. So by the age of 33, 34, when Saturn is long gone past your return in your chart, you are fully embodying your rising sign. You're a Cancer rising. Do you really feel more of a connection to being a parent finally, to helping children, to serving people, coaching people, nurturing people?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm stepping into my Taurus rising. I have not traveled or been on an airplane in 3 or 4 years. My Sagittarius, RIP.
And you bake the most phenomenal...
All I want to do is make sourdough bread, cookies. Mm. No, I don't really make cookies. Muffins.
And my Cancer rising loves to eat them.
And I love our Leslie and the Lettuce Grow garden tower.
Yeah.
Fully in my Taurus rising. Now, today's question is so good. I couldn't wait to read it.
Real quick, the thing that makes us work, and I think if anybody looks at their relationship, because we'll dive into it here, if you are polar opposites, good, but you have to have the same moral compass and want to be going the same direction with being opposite. You have to kind of have those same beliefs, big picture beliefs.
We're going to get into that when we dive into her question. So let's get into this. This was sent in by a Taurus, Capricorn moon, Scorpio rising. Ooh, she's almost my chart twin. If she just had a fire sun, we'd be chart twinsies. She writes, "Hey, Steph and JL. You know the old saying, opposites attract, but they don't last? I want to hear your take on this. When it comes to my husband and I's charts, everything is opposite. Like my north node is his south node, etc., etc. My sun is in Taurus. His sun is in Aries. His Mercury is in Taurus, and my Mercury is in Aries. And it's not just in our astrology charts, but in our day-to-day life and personalities, too. We are just very opposite in everything. So what do you guys think? Is it just life lessons that we're supposed to learn from each other, pros and cons? Is it actually what balances us? I'm really curious to hear what you think. Love always.
Person.
A Taurus.
Hmm.
I almost said her name. I was like,
I know.
A Taurus. So she, again, is a Taurus, Capricorn moon, Scorpio rising with a few Aries mixed in there. That's saucy. I like her. Her husband is an Aries sun, Libra moon. His rising is unknown because they don't have his time. But the rest of his chart is, yeah, Taurus, Aries, Pisces. Okay.
Hmm.
Baby J. Feet on the ground. How would you answer the question? Do opposites attract but not last?
I think I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. I think you need to, and this is feet on the ground, you need to look at the moral compass of these people while you blend in astrology, because you'll probably be able to like look at their charts and say, oh, this should work or not work because of this. But at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, do we want the same thing in this 3D world? Do we both
like
want
what?
Children?
Oh, yeah.
Do we both want to be entrepreneurs? Is one an artist and one's an engineer? Like, where are we going, and do we believe in the same things? You know, is one Christian and one's New Age spirituality all in astrology? Like, you gotta, there's a point where opposites can start to tear the relationship. If there's no basis of like we're heading in the same direction, although we're opposite.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, because how would it work if you wanted kids, but I was like, no, I don't ever want kids.
Oof.
Like you would either have to give up your dream for me or we just wouldn't work.
And then you look deeper into that. If one person wants children, they are dying to raise a child, to experience motherhood. They're dying to be selfless and give love to another creature. So that's them very external with their love. If someone says, I don't want kids, it's not bad.
No.
I value people who say that, but they're saying, I want to choose me in this lifetime. I don't want to be that level of selfless. I really want to focus all that love on myself.
Yeah.
So the values there are already polar opposite.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
I could never date someone who didn't like animals.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Fur.
Yeah, moral compass. We're so opposite, but opposites work and they attract. But I love animals and this person hates them. It's like, that's kind of a deal breaker.
Yeah.
So.
That. I'm burpy. Tried to swallow my vitamin. Didn't go down. I think that opposites actually keep a relationship alive.
Yes.
And I say this, I'm going to put our head in the stars now a little bit. Masculine and feminine energy. If you have two people who are very much in their masculine, I think it's just, even if it's man and woman, they're going to be alpha, alpha, alpha. And it's just going to be tumultuous. Yeah. If you have two people who are in their feminine, I don't think anything will get done. You will struggle to be assertive. One person's got to make money at least. And if they're both in their feminine, like, no, I want to relax. I want to step into being at home, you know?
Yeah.
There will be a struggle there. And so I think a lot of people who I've coached, who I have read, struggle with sensuality, intimacy, and sex in their relationships because that masculine feminine energy is off.
Yeah.
And so when you have polar opposites, one person is in their feminine, which means they might gravitate towards art or music or being at home and being an introvert. The other person is an extrovert who's ready to go make money and network and travel and be physically fit.
Yeah.
I think that that can be sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to find the polarities in everything, and opposites have to happen because, like you mm-hmm. said, if you're too much the same, then there is no real like external relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember one of my astrologer friends, as I was learning, she was looking at our charts. Thanks for always letting me throw your chart out around the whole world.
I want to know more about the kite.
Yeah. But when like this, trying so hard not to say her name, when this Taurus wrote in and said, my north node is his south node, we have that as well.
Okay.
So just a refresher, the north node is your spiritual destiny. Mm-hmm. It is the energy you should be moving towards. It's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel like wearing two right shoes, but it's what you came here to do. And the more you push yourself into the uncomfortable space of moving into it, the more fulfilled you'll actually find yourself being. Now, your south node, which is directly opposite your north node in your chart, represents who you were in a past life, the energies that you fully embodied and learned in a past life. So it said you come to this life with your south node being really who you are because it's comfortable. This world's scary when we reincarnate on it. It's like Hunger Games begins. Mm-hmm. I need to go back to what's calm, familiar, and feels good because the rest of this world is pretty dang scary. Mm-hmm. And so I would say from zero until about your Saturn return, you are embodying that south node. And if you don't learn the lessons, you may stay in that south node. And a lot of astrology texts will say you should move away from your south node and people who have that energy. Now, here's the funny part. My north node is in Pisces, which makes my south node in Virgo. You have a Virgo sun, Virgo Mercury, Virgo Mars, and Virgo Venus.
You're welcome. In the motherfucking second house.
So one of my friends who's big in astrology was like, Steph, how do you guys make this work? I can understand why he is so familiar and comfortable to you, but his energy is what you are supposed to be moving away from.
But let me ask this from an astrology perspective. If I now embody more Aries Cancer than I do Scorpio Virgo, wouldn't that technically be you moving away from it? And you wouldn't be moving away from it, though, if I were still very much in my ego embodying all this Virgo. Correct?
What do you mean?
Well, so, like, I'm basically stepping away from so much of this Virgo, and I'm really stepping into more of my North Node, my Chiron, and my Cancer Rising. None of those are Virgo.
Right.
So if I'm truly embodying those, then I'm not really embodying as much Virgo, which means you're technically not surrounded by a Virgo. You're surrounded by a man who is Cancer Rising, cares for people, helping kids now, hard-ass Aries, Gemini speaker.
Maybe you fix people for a living and you wipe at the bed before you get into it.
I don't
and
fix
you
them.
Wash laundry that's already hanging up clean because you don't like the
big difference. I don't fix them. I lead them like an Aries.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying. I'm picking on you. But you're always Virgo, just like I'm always Sagittarius, even if all you see is Taurus in me. This will depend upon the transits in your chart. You have a lot of transits in your 10th house. Jupiter just moved into Aries, so you're having your Jupiter and Aries return right now. And so, yes, the spotlight is on that, and the Virgo-ness in you is still always there. It's the foundation of everything you do.
Yeah.
But it's not lit up right now.
That's what I mean. So when my Virgo isn't as lit up, you're technically not actually with a partner who is your South Node.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If that makes sense. Because
yeah, like all of your Virgo, as you said, is in the second house. You have zero planets even near that transiting right now. So the light switch is off, so to speak.
Yeah.
You have a ton over in the seventh house of Libra. So connections, networking, relationships, and then everything at the top of your chart for career.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying with this is like if this light were lighting up all my Virgo, then it would be like, yo, yeah, you definitely are surrounded by this South Node right now.
Yeah.
But you don't feel it as much because I have everything kind of being highlighted in different energies.
I see what you're saying. That's a good way of looking at it. Big Virgo energy. Let me pick it apart. But when she asked me, like, I don't know. She's like, keep me updated on y'all's relationship because, like, there's many, many good placements, karmic placements between you two, but I just don't know how this works. And I remember thinking, I have a lot of Virgos in my life. They do feel very comfortable. A lot of people don't like Virgos. They don't. They were one of the top three least liked signs in our poll. But I love them. They don't trigger me. I like their OCD.
No, here's the thing. And look, I've got Virgo everything, so I can speak on this. Most you Virgos out there are speaking on shit that you're not even doing yourself. You're teaching people to do things you don't even teach yourself.
Have you ever done that?
I have, and this is what I'm saying. So it's one of those statements where feet on the ground, you can't bullshit a bullshitter. You can't lie to a liar. You can't steal from a thief.
Why do Virgos do that?
I no longer do that. Why do these Virgos do that? It's because they want everyone to think that there's something other than they truly are because they're afraid that if they show who they truly are, that people won't like them.
Yeah.
But the thing is people don't like you right now because you're being what you shouldn't be. So
you're not wrong.
There's from a Virgo.
I don't mean to laugh at you. Our just entire relationship is built on fucking around. So it's really hard not to take you serious. But you're right. You're right. And so let's get back to her question.
Sorry.
Her North Node is his South Node and vice versa. So her North Node is in Taurus, which means his North Node is Scorpio. So they're in the same situation as us, kind of.
Okay. So if I go back to what I just said, and I'm talking about their relationship, does he...
Her north node's in Aries. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Her north node is in Aries, which means her south node is in Libra. His north node is in Libra, which means his south node is in Aries.
Yeah. So they're actually a little bit different than us. They have the same north and south node.
You're completely different.
But opposite, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm completely different.
I mean, your south node is in Libra. Have you felt like you need to move away from those people?
I need to run away from those people.
Why? What if they're in an Aries transit? What if the Libra's turned off?
No. If you have a Libra sun or moon, I'm sorry. It doesn't turn off. That's just my opinion. So, I think, okay, here, look. Reality is, it's cool.
I can't wait until you have a Libra best friend or like we have triplets that are all Libra.
Libra best friend will not happen. I already have my best friends. They're set. And none of them are Libras. They're actually Aries and Scorpios. So, but what you just said with their chart and with what I know about astrology and then feet on the ground, I think that's kind of a cool polarity, depending on the rest of their chart, because they can actually teach each other which way to go. As where you and I, like, we don't get to teach each other that because I'm only your South Node. So you're not mine. So I think they could actually teach each other quite a bit.
Yeah. Gosh, your midheaven, your career purpose is Aries.
Yeah.
What you're doing right now is so what you meant. Mine is at Aquarius. I'm supposed to be at home reading stars.
Yeah. With a pug next to you.
Yes. Your environment in human design is kitchens. You are supposed to be out talking to people about money and investing and creative ideas. My environment is shores. I want to be up with a view of way, looking down like Rapunzel in a castle. Untouchable. Don't come near me unless I buzz you in.
This is why what we're going through now is fixing to be beautiful. And again, it highlights how opposites that are heading in the same direction can be the most beautiful thing.
Yeah, it can. It can. It's all about how you make it. You know, feet on the ground here. We're moving spirituality and stars. It's how you make it. How do you view it? Do you say, ugh, we're so different. Fucking hate him. He doesn't agree with anything. But as I say this, I think, well, wait, what if someone's political views were polar opposite? Or like you said, one person wants a dog and a child, and the other person's like, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think it, you just have to have your values.
Yes.
Firmly. But it sounds like they've been married for a while, so they get it. And yep. I love what you said, how they're teaching each other. So his North Node is in Libra. Relationships are uncomfortable for him. He's here to learn them. She herself, though, being in Libra, they're easy for her. Mm-hmm. She can do it. His South Node is in Aries. So he comes here as a very masculine leadership. Follow me. Stand up for yourself. That's uncomfortable for her. But the more she watches him, the more she can say, oh, okay, I get it.
Yep.
So I agree. This is, in that case, it is a good idea.
Yeah.
And then her moon is in Capricorn. His moon is in Libra. So I bring up the moon because the moon is the romantic compatibility between people. This is your soul sign. Her soul is in Capricorn. Capricorn moons really do like the structure and commitment that healthy, mature relationships can bring. His Libra moon says, oh, I'm all on board. I love love.
Mm-hmm. I love to be taken care of.
Yeah. So they're opposites, but it's a beautiful opposite. They flow perfectly. You guys know on the podcast, I always say opposites. And when I say that to you, I imagine the yin-yang symbol. Day cannot exist without night. We are sitting here in Colorado, buried in feet and feet and feet of snow, but we love it because the more snow we get, the less chance of a wildfire we're going to get. Mm-hmm. Everything is opposite. Fire and snow, opposite, yet they need each other to exist.
Yep.
Male, female. We were just saying this on the therapy podcast. We are Mars versus Venus. We're so different, yet there would not be humans without my eggs and ovaries and uterus and your testicles and semen.
Yep.
100%. Sound like my Aquarius mom now.
Yeah. Yep.
So I think opposites are meant to be. And in fact, I've heard that quote, opposites attract, but I've never heard it ending in, but don't last. Have you?
No.
Me neither. I wonder where she heard that.
So Aquarius. You said you were like very Aquarius stepping into it. My eggs will not produce life without your testicles and vice versa.
I know.
But
I sound like my mom.
Big picture, we all poop the same.
Ooh, we all have the same red.
We all have the same. Mm-hmm. We all have something in common, yet we all have our differences.
But we need each other.
Yes, and that is what makes this world go round. Even politics, there's blue and there's red.
We kind of need them both.
We do.
We need the humanitarian people, but we also need the business people to give jobs and to have income and to grow. And
we need the athletes. We need the artists.
Yeah.
We need, it's just yin and yang. It's how life is. And there's probably some insanely spiritual reason all this is the way it is that we'll never know, but it's pretty cool when you look at it.
When you're young, you really believe that. Oh, I play baseball. She plays softball. This is a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. Big Libra energy. They think it's cute. Oh, we're the same. Oh, we look the same. That's kind of cute. Oh, you love to fish? I love to go fishing too. That's really cute. But if you love all the same things, let's just use us. Say you met me and I ran marathons and I loved Iron Man. And you'd probably be like, that's dope. It is at first and cute and romantic and we could take pictures together. But 5 years later, when we both value children, so we want to have children. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, dude, this is my job. When I have this child, you're staying with it. And you're like, no, I'm the Iron Man. My friend is James Lawrence. And I'm like, I've been doing this forever. I think that's where it gets sticky. And then it gets boring. If that's all you do are the same hobbies that you guys love, I think looking for everything to be the same and match and have the same interests makes a relationship very dull.
I think too, grandfather energy, no matter how we want to look at it, no two people are the same. Like even in a relationship, friendship, no two people are the same. Like I love my friends and we all like to work out together. But little picture inside the big picture, we all like to work out differently within that, right? Like mm-hmm. one person likes to do CrossFit. The other likes to lift weights. I like to run. Like, so big picture is, you know, even if you and I in our relationship, we both love to fucking exercise. Like we just loved it. But you like to go to yoga and do cycle spin classes and I can join you when I want, but I like to do running and CrossFit. Like you have to have some type of differences within every relationship or friendship.
I don't think I'll ever run a marathon or, and I say think, cause you never know. I could form an interest in it as you proceed, but it just doesn't, there's no spark or light or anything that goes on in my heart, but that doesn't mean I don't think it's incredible. I freaking get so excited when you have events planned because my more artistic feminine mind goes, oh, pictures, and I can make him snacks and I can go watch and I can dance with the music. I think they're so cool.
Funny part is not a marathon, but you've done quite a few 5 and 10Ks.
I have. Yeah. I mean, walking and dressed up in glow sticks with alcohol.
But again, there's the difference is we can have things that we like that are similar within a relationship, mm-hmm. but there is a difference within the thing.
Yeah.
I like to go compete at the run. You like to walk, listen to the music and just enjoy the scenery.
Yeah.
But we both still like to move our body. Mm-hmm. So there's like this yin yang with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be too like hyper focused on
we gotta have
any
the
part
same
of it.
Interests. We talk about this frequently though. As holistic health coaches, we've seen clients excuse me. Maybe I need to go take some vitamin C. We've seen clients who one person is very into holistic nutrition,
mm-hmm.
a clean, fragrance-free, non-toxic lifestyle, and the other, and I hate to say it, but it's usually the man,
mm-hmm.
like 70% of the time, it's the husband, it's the boyfriend, mm-hmm. it's the man, who is like, fuck that shit. They wouldn't sell us things that are going to harm us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when...
Do you think that type of opposite...
No, because that's more of a moral compass. That's more of a value. No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Nope. Not at all. There's no way that works. That's as Joe Rogan said, that's a 5 with an 8. Doesn't work.
5 with an 8. Now, she does have something interesting because we talked about a square like we have. But I made a post about this where there's neighboring signs are polar opposites. So let me ask you this. You're a Virgo, right? What do you think about Leos?
They're too flashy for me.
What do you think about Libras?
They're too needy for me.
I laugh because I know Libras are listening to this, getting their fingers out and typing an email like,
I'm not needy. Well, the fact that you just typed this fucking message means you're needy. So tap into the different part of your chart.
So let's ask me. I'm a Sagittarius. What do I think about Scorpios? Used to be deathly afraid of them and say they were my least favorite sign when I was a teenager. What do I think about Capricorns?
Cricket. Cricket. Cricket.
No, I actually like them now. They're becoming I like Capricorn sun and moons simply because I'm stepping into a more embodied, powerful business type of person. They are that no bullshit,
mm-hmm.
get up and go energy. And I kind of like it in this phase of life.
Yeah.
So I do. I enjoy them. I do. Oh, and Scorpios are not my people.
Yeah.
If you got Scorpio in the big three, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
The light in me sees the darkness in you.
You're lucky.
Come to my house.
You're lucky in that.
So I like my neighbors. But when I was younger, those were my least favorite signs. You wouldn't catch me dead with any of them. I was all Leos, Virgos, Aries, Aquarians were always my people.
It's funny because I guess if I think about my past, it was opposite for me. Leos and Libras, now it's like, no, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not, like, we're not aligned in most of things.
Yeah.
My past, like, those were probably who I was around.
One of your friends now has a Leo moon, and you guys get on pretty well.
He does, but you know what his sun sign is?
Scorpio.
Yeah. So
we got to pull the rest.
And of he's definitely got Sag in the rising. Never.
But
puts
what
his
I'm trying to say is the neighboring signs. These are the yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
These are the. They're not squaring like Virgo and Sag or other squares do, but they are total opposite. And I made a post about this saying the sign before and after yours makes up for what you lack. Let's use me. Sagittarius, young, wild, free. Sorry, I gotta go. The plane's taking off. Capricorn, show up when you say you will. Take PTO and schedule travel. Fulfill your responsibilities and don't laugh at a funeral. Jesus.
Why not?
Scorpio, I feel so deeply. I step into the pain. Sagittarius, I don't feel nothing, man. Yeah, my mom may have just passed away, but whatever, dude.
Fucking
you see
Sag.
That? They make up for what each other lack. And so this is what she was trying to say. She probably read my post. She said, my son is in Taurus. His son is in Aries. So you have a Taurus ego personality with an Aries ego personality. Does it work? Can you do it?
I feel like that could be some gnarly fights.
Because one's stubborn and one... It's the tortoise versus the hare. Yeah. I use that example.
Yeah,
She can teach him, calm down. Mm-hmm. And he can teach her, hey, come on, get up and go. Don't sit there. I know it's comfortable, but step outside of your comfort zone. It'll feel really good.
I do agree that the Aries can help the Taurus step outside their comfort zone and mm-hmm. reach a different level of something that they're dreaming of or chasing. But the Taurus definitely can help the Aries slow down. But the thing is, you can't do too much of it. You can't push the Taurus so much to step outside their comfort zone that they know they're uncomfortable and it's not right. And you can't have an Aries slow down too much. You'll just put out their fire.
Yeah. And then when she says, his Mercury is in Taurus. Mm-hmm. My Mercury is in Aries. So I actually love that. The sun sign rules your head, like your ego, your personality, all that noggin stuff. Mercury is still in the noggin, but this is how you speak and communicate and process and think. So this is actually really beautiful, my friend. You guys are total opposites, but there's so much in your charts that are a yin and yang. If I could just splatter a yin yang on you guys, that's what it is. You have to have patience with each other, of course, but feet on the ground, you got to have patience with whoever you're with. Nobody is the same.
Yeah.
But for you guys, you got to have patience for when things are just so opposite. But then on your good side, I imagine you guys are just beautiful together. Really enjoy each other's company. You probably have been married for a long time. She didn't say, but
yeah,
I love that for them.
Hmm.
Now let's look at their Venus though, because Venus tells you it's the love language in a birth chart. How does someone love and how do they expect to be loved back? Her Venus is in Gemini.
Okay.
She really wants to talk. I need you to talk, but I also need you to non-reactively listen to me. That is her love language. Makes her feel very loved and seen. His Venus is in Aries.
Oh God. I don't give a shit if you don't want to talk. I'm going to talk.
No, Venus in Aries is beautiful. It's just someone who needs to move their body. I bet he's pretty athletic or just does something to move his body. And if he doesn't, if you're listening to this and you're like, he's couch potato, immediately go ask him what's wrong.
Yeah.
Because he's got to be moving that body if he's not already. So I kind of like that. She just needs to talk, but he's like, well, we need to do, honey. We need to talk, but also do something, be solution focused mm-hmm. with that Aries like masculine.
I like their chart. I like that they have so many things that kind of balance out the other side of the opposite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm digging y'all's chart.
Yeah, same. Same, Chiron. Same.
Looking at their Chirons. Yeah, they just need to talk it out and be on the same page and accept that they're different. So, final advice. She said, what do you think? Is it just life lessons we're supposed to learn from each other? Curious to hear your thoughts.
Feet on the ground. You're supposed to be radically so independent yet open to any advice from others, your partner included. Mm-hmm. Being that you're so close to this person each and every day, I would say, what are the qualities that you really appreciate about them? And then mm-hmm. what are the qualities that you really appreciate about yourself?
Yeah.
And then how can we help each other with these qualities, because the way that they're heading the stars, the way their chart's written out, I wouldn't say find the bad qualities of each and fix them. I would say highlight the good quality. Like, write down 5 good qualities about each one of y'all. Sit in a separate room. What are my best 5 qualities? And then come together and sit down and say, oh, I think they're going to notice, like, oh, shit, you feel your best quality is communication. I feel my best quality is listening. Like, how do we help each other with these best qualities?
Yeah. So. And her Capricorn moon can really fulfill his Venus and Aries. Similarly, his Libra moon could make her Venus. It's beautiful. I love your guys' chart. And hey, if you end up finding his birth time, which, by the way, guys, if you don't know yours, you can contact the hospital or even the county that you were born in, and at least here in the United States, and you can pay $15-$20 to get a copy of your birth certificate, just FYI. But you guys would really benefit from a composite chart, which is where we take your chart, his chart, and if those two charts had a baby, that is your composite chart. And that tells us the meat and potatoes of your relationship, how you met, why you met, where you guys should be moving towards, what to watch out for that could cause a breakup. So I'll email you personally, my friend. They would really benefit from playing We're Not Really Strangers together.
Mm-hmm.
Just to really understand each other and understand, wow, you think this way.
You know another one that I think everybody, and this is a blanket statement for everyone listening to this podcast, a game that every single person, and I'm not going to recommend it, I'm going to say do it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That every one of y'all needs to buy right now and play is Mad Libs. Mad Libs. Every person needs to end their night playing Mad Libs, because I can promise you 90% of people either go to bed upset, they go to bed worrying about things, they go to bed with their mind wondering. You want to check all that out, laugh, smile, and connect with your partner, play Mad Libs at the end of the night. Try it.
It is so bizarre to me that you don't have Sagittarius. You have your Saturn and Sag, but that really, that's just the philosophical lessons you have to learn. But you are, all Virgos are. The more I think about it, Virgos are hilarious.
Some are hilarious. Some are just trying to be hilarious. And you're like, this is awkward.
But that's what makes it even funnier, is that they think they're funny. And then you laugh because that's funny.
That is true.
I'll wrap this up. There's just so many thoughts keep popping in my mind. Twin flames. You know what we always say about them?
Uh-huh.
How you're attracted to them in that magnetic, all logic goes out the window way, because they embody a huge piece of what you are missing.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite literally your opposite.
Yeah.
Their personality is opposite. Their life is opposite. Opposite, opposite, opposite. So opposites, see what I'm saying? They create that magnetic pull to someone. And I think, speaking heterosexually here, in a man and woman marriage partnership, they've got to make sure that masculine energy is high. She's got to make sure she's empowered in her feminine energy.
Yeah.
Keeps the sex life good. It keeps the relationship interesting.
Yeah.
Alive. Pulse check.
I agree. I totally agree.
Opposites are beautiful. And I think, and this is what I've learned from my experience being married and divorced, that you've got to have your own life. Move all masculine, feminine, astrology aside. You've got to have your own hobbies. Friends that are yours that you'd go out and hang out with them and not do something you would do with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have that. It keeps you happy. And if you're happy, your partner's happy. So important.
Yep. I agree.
We often think that relationships, we have to all have the same friend group, which is good and should be a part of it, but you've got to retain your individuality, and your partner needs to really support that, because that empowers them. It makes them feel safe, makes them feel free, makes them feel good about being themselves, rather than anchoring them down as, you're loyal to me, you are my spouse, I need to know everything you do. It's funny, because when you crave that and try and control the person to achieve that, you actually don't get it. But the more freedom you give them, the more encouragement to be their individual selves, they naturally want to stay loyal to you. They naturally want to tell you everything, because they feel so good about themselves when they're with you.
I think a big part of that, too, is it gives you an opportunity to see, is this person somebody I actually want to be with?
Mm-hmm.
Who is their friend group?
Yes.
If you're somebody who has morals and values, life, and like you're just, you look at your friend group and it's like, okay, we're very morally aligned, and you look at your partner's friend group, let them be an individual. And if they choose to surround themselves with people who go get, DWIs and people who are partying every night, and they just, people who are very careless with a lot of things they do, that should give you a moment to reflect and say, is this even somebody I want to mm-hmm. be with? Mm-hmm. And why am I attracted to somebody who will attract people in their life like this? Let people be an individual, but at the end of the day, I think you should have people around you, your partner included, should all have people around you who are very much headed the same direction, mm-hmm. even if they're going to get there in a different way.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Because even though we help each other achieve our highest goals, there's still like what your guy friends do for you. I can't. That's just not who I am. Mm-hmm. That's not my approach to encouragement or motivation in the same exact way. If they text, like it's just opposite. You need yeah. that. But you also need me and I need you. But yeah. I also need a more soft, feminine, gentle approach to really hit home in the heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Opposites are, they do attract and they mm-hmm. don't break up. That's our final advice.
I agree.
Opposites are beautiful. In fact, search for your opposite.
Yeah. Just not your twin flame. Twin flame included.
Twin flame sold separately.
Yes.
We'll see you guys for another Astro Advice Column episode later. And expect a cool astrology episode from me coming up soon this week, because we have Mercury moving direct tomorrow, the 18th. We have Uranus moving direct on the 22nd. That's an outer planet, but still very impactful. And we also have Saturn moving into Pisces, which was one of our Astro Advice Column questions that I really need to touch on for you guys. So expect that and more this week. We love you. We'll see you soon.